So, as Angie has said, my name is Dawn French. I'm the Chief Executive for Uttlesford District Council. And this evening I'm accompanied by Nigel Brown. Nigel's the Council's Development Manager. And Sarah Marshall, who's the Planning Enforcement Team Leader. So, as Angie indicated, we propose to make a short presentation relating to the planning issues at Land North of Birchhanger Lane. It will take sort of 10 minutes or so. And we hope that much of what we say will answer some of your questions. But of course, we'll be happy to take questions after that. But it would be helpful if you wouldn't interrupt, because otherwise the conversation will go in different directions. So if we can just quickly run through the issues relating to the land and then come back to questions, that would be helpful. But I will start with some general points. So this is what we call an unauthorised development on the land owned by the occupiers. It is not what is referred to as an unauthorised encampment. Now, I know that may sound, you know, technical planning jargon, but the difference is an unauthorised encampment is where normally it's gypsies or travellers occupy land they do not own. So you might have experienced gypsies or travellers taking up occupation on a parish green or on highway land or on a school playing field. And they are in effect trespassing in those instances, and that's what's called an unauthorised encampment. And in these cases, often with the help of the Essex County Traveller Unit, repossession proceedings are commenced in the courts, and ultimately bailiffs can be used to secure possession. Quite often it doesn't get to that point, the travellers will often leave the site. But this is a procedure where the occupiers do not own the land. Okay, so it's different in this instance, and that is not a procedure that is open to us because the occupiers own the land, and it's treated therefore as an unauthorised development in that land is being used in a manner for which it doesn't have planning permission. It requires permission for a change of use for occupation by in the form of the mobile vehicles. So the next important point to note is that planning law is all about land use. So this is an unauthorised development which contravenes planning laws, and that's about the use of the land and not about the occupiers. So it comes as a surprise to people quite often that there is no offence of changing land use without planning permission, or indeed building a development without planning permission. So if I wanted to build a house in my garden without getting the appropriate planning permission, I would not at that point have committed any offence. I would not have breached any of the planning laws. So it's important to note that that's the same in this case. However, if an enforcement notice is served, and that is our intention in this case, that to breach that enforcement notice would then be an offence, just as the injunction, if that is remain on the land, and Sarah will talk about that a bit more, if that is breached, that's contempt of court. But neither of these scenarios have arisen yet. So I just wanted to make those general clarification points before I hand over to Nigel. So that's all I'm going to say at this point. Nigel's going to cover a few points, then Sarah a few more points, and then I'll come back to make some other general points at the end. So at that point, Nigel, thank you.